Welcome to the Destiny Church and Throne podcast. We pray this stirs you into a deeper relationship with Jesus and equips you to live a heaven on earth lifestyle daily. Enjoy.
Yeah, she goes through everybody. And it's funny because Peter, his disciple, Jesus first says, you know, who touched me? And Peter says, everybody's touching you. And the thing is, what I want, and the Lord told me during worship, he's like, he knows the touch from the spectators and the ones who are being intentional. We don't want to be a spectator when it comes to our relationship with Jesus, but we want to be intentional. We truly do. We don't want to, like Peter said, everybody's touching you. Everybody is. It was the one, though, that was intentional instead of just being a spectator, instead of just somebody once again wanting something else other than Jesus, you know. And it's just like I said, just being intentional in your relationship with Jesus. Just be more and more intentional daily, every day other than Sunday morning. Just go out there and just love Jesus every day. Anyway, I just want something that was on my heart I wanted to just share about. It's about evangelizing. It's about truly just being the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday life. This isn't for people who've been saved for thousands of years. It's for people who've been saved for hundreds of years. It could be if you say, man, I just gave my life to Jesus. And guess what? You can truly be a witness for him. You can truly share the gospel to other people around you and truly start seeing things happen around you. That's truly sometimes, I'm not saying that's what I chase, that's what I want, but mainly though, truly though, it's just that truly though opened my eyes to more things in my life to Jesus when I was like, okay, I don't know, I'm just going to step out right now, and I step out and someone just gets wrecked. I'm like, oh, dang, okay, like, thank you, Jesus. You know, it made me more hungry for him though, it really did. I'm not saying I'm chasing these things, but it truly did stir something in me to truly, like, out of nowhere, like I said, I went to the store and I was like, I'm just going to step out and do this. But anyway, I'm just going to say something, just like I said, just share testimonies and just hope to equip you and stir up a hunger to truly share the good news. Like I said, it's not about having so much knowledge and having so much, like I said, going to evangelizing school or something like that. It's about loving Jesus. That's just what it's about. So anyway, in Luke 9, verses 1 through 2, really I just want to read this verse, really verse 1. It says, Then he, Jesus, called his disciples together and gave them power and authority. Think about that. We want to see power and authority, right, when we go out. But what did Jesus do before then? He said he called them together. Jesus is always going to call you to himself first before you can truly see yourself sometimes ministering and making an impact to people around you. It's about Jesus calling you to himself first. That's what he did here. He said, hey, he called all his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority. This is what this is about again. It's about Jesus once again calling us to himself so once again we can just get his power and authority. I'm just going to read a quick verses real quick. It says Acts 3, verses 4 through 6. It says Peter and John looking straight into the eyes of this crippled man and said, look at us. That's what I started doing when I evangelized. Look at me. Like, look at me, please, look at me right now. It actually has an exclamation mark. It has it in the Bible. So they're like, look at me. Like, so anyway, it says, look at us. Expecting a gift, he readily gave them his attention. Then Peter said, I don't have money, but I would give you this. By the power of the name of Jesus, you know, get up and walk. And it goes on the story. This guy just gets up. He gets healed. He was literally crippled for years, his whole life. And you know, here's Peter and John. Hey, look at me. And he, in some translation says, you know, silver and gold I have not, but I give you what I have. And it's funny because this guy, you know, he was there at the church, you know, just begging. But and then it goes on, though, Acts 4, Peter and John get thrown, if you want to say, into trial because, like, what they just did. So if you want to say, in a way, the mayor, the religious leaders of that town were upset for what just happened because basically they're using the name of Jesus. Like, well, I thought Jesus was dead. What's going on here? So anyway, they get in trouble in a sense, and this is what they say. The council members, like, so they're in front of the council members right there. Peter and John are in front of them, you know, what they just did. You know, we heard what you're doing, using the name of Jesus to heal people. What's going on? You know, what's happening? They're angry. It says the council members were astonished by the witness the bold courage of Peter and John, especially when they discovered that they were just ordinary men who had never had religious training. Then they begin to understand the effect Jesus had on them by simply spending time with them. This is in the Bible. This is like literally, this is what the Word of God says. It says they were so astonished because there were such ordinary men that had no religious training. Come on. They had no training again. Like I said, you can be saved. You just got saved last Sunday if you're here. Jesus wants to use you to go heal lame people. He wants to use you to go make an impact on the people around you. He truly does. No matter old, no matter young, it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. Jesus wants to use us to impact the world around us. Let this stir you up. And I just read that verse because it shows it right there. You don't need no special training. It's just about spending time with Jesus, and he'll give you what you need. I want to share a testimony. I shared it to a few people. Some people have heard this, but there's an Exxon by my house. It's literally, it's a revival hub, if you want to say. It's a hub. You go there, I'm telling you, go there, be intentional. Believe me, you go in there and you share the gospel with somebody, they're going to probably tell you, like, man, like, how many people are going to share the gospel in this place with me? You know, oh my God. You know, I'm telling you, it's a place where God truly invades. It's a gas station. How's that happen? Once again, you're the hands and feet of Jesus. You love him. He'll give you the power. Anyway, we've seen so many testimonies of that story, though, for real, of God invading. So anyway, this past one that happened, I remember I was coming from a victory class on Tuesday, and I remember, it was funny, I was like, man, should I get gas after or before the class? I was like, I don't know. I was like, I get it after. Don't worry about it. So I was like, hey, I get gas after. And anyway, so maybe. So anyway, Tuesday, it was awesome that night. It was an amazing victory class. You know, it's fun being in there. It's awesome and joyful. And I remember, so I knew when I had to go back. So I've got in my car, you know, I got to go get gas. And I remember as I was going to get gas, I was thought in my head, I was like, I'm going to pray for somebody in this store. I was like, I'm just gonna step out, encourage somebody, whoever's there at the store. It could be a worker, might just be a customer. I don't know. I go, and God made it easy. The only person there was a worker. Like, God, I guess this person's the one that's gonna get prayed for. I don't know. So anyway, I go. I remember I'm pumping gas. I'm just going. I'm like, man, I cannot leave this place. I was like, if I leave this place without just asking this person for prayer, I'm gonna feel guilty. I was like, I just know I need to ask them for prayer. So I go. After I pump gas, and I was like, look at me. Nah, but I'm like, you know, I just want to come and share them. Like, hey, I just want to share my faith. I love Jesus, and I just want to share this with you. And she's like, oh, okay. Anyway, I start sharing these words, just words of knowledge started flowing of just some trauma stuff that happened in her life, you know, some restoration God wants to do with her and her family, and just some things God wants to break off in her life. She just looks at me. She's amazed. She's like, she starts weeping. She went to the store. I'm telling you, maybe she may not even known it. But she probably did after what she told me. She probably was just like, I'm expecting something in life. This woman, the cashier at the gas station, after everything that was spilled out and what she told me, I can tell she was expecting something. And either the devil, Satan, could have gave her some false hope. The devil could have told this person, the other woman who's in trauma, saying, hey, you're expecting something. Yeah, expect unforgiveness. Expect living in this trauma and rejection your whole life. Come on. You're going somewhere. You're a believer. They're expecting something. And are you going to say, look at me? And then you tell them, as they're looking at you, they say, God is here. It's not even you I see anymore. I see Jesus. Why? Because you live with him in the secret place. You live with him in this place. I remember one time, I was at Lamar Orange one time, and I remember, I just want to share this once again, the sharing testimony, I hope they can stir you up, but truly what happens when you just live with Jesus in the secret, everywhere. So that's a gas station, you know, at Lamar Orange here, I was, you know, going, and there was a man that had like this huge, huge brace. I think he was like a janitor or something. He always had a huge brace on his wrist. It was huge. It wasn't just something, you know, you can like, I just hurt it, hurts a little bit. It was massive, and he always wore it. So one day I was like, hey, why not? I was like, why not, right? Just go up to him and say, hey, silver and gold, I'm not. I'm going to give you what I have. And I just go up to him, like, hey, man, like, I always see you wearing that, wearing that wrist brace. You know, you're all right. Like, what happened? And he tells me, he's like, man, to be honest, I was, he did, like, some yard work, too. But, like, he was, like, in a tree, and he, like, fell and basically, like, broke his wrist really bad. And, of course, he said it's something that just lingers now over the years. And, like, he says it kills him with pain. He is saying, he's like, I remember telling him, he's like, I mean, I'm taking pain pills for it. It's like, it just really hurts a lot. And he actually said one that I think what he said to me, he's like, I have no money to, like, do what it takes to fix it all the way. And I was like, well, silver and gold I have not, but I give you what I have, man. And I just tell him, like, hey, man, I love Jesus. And I just want to pray with you, man. Is that okay? I just want to pray with you, bro. Is that all right? And he's like, Yeah, sure. I don't care. Maybe it worked. Like, literally, that's what he said. And I was like, all right, just prayed something simple. It wasn't something crazy, like some ritual thing. It was just something simple, like knowing, once again, being with Jesus in these places, knowing what he can do. And I was like, Jesus, you know, your blood paid for his healing already. Just, he's healed already. In Jesus' name, you know, I speak healing to his wrist. He's going to be healed. He's going to walk in victory. He's going to walk in healing. And we thank you for the healing, Jesus, you know. And he looks at me, he's like, nah, he's like, really nothing, you know. And I was like, well, man, I'm praying healing for you. I'm just going to pray, you know. And so anyway, I come back, you know, I'm walking and, you know, and I just never really seen him for like a few weeks. And I see him, he's like, dude, David, he's like, look, I didn't even notice. I was like, what? He's like, dude, it's gone. I don't have to wear it anymore. I was like, what happened? He's like, dude, you were praying. I went home that night and the pain was gone. And literally he got saved after that. He even told me, he's like, dude, he's like, I really do believe God loves me now. And like, you know, once again, through this again, they're expecting something. They are expecting something around you. What are you going to give them? Some more silver and gold? What are you going to give them? What are you going to give them? It's Jesus. I'm telling you, Jesus wants to use you to truly bring the reality of the heaven to these people around you. No special training, nothing. Jacob's testimony, the jails, he wants to bring him to this place where Jesus becomes their reality, where heaven becomes a reality of that prison system. And it's just, but all it takes is being with Jesus. It just takes sitting at his feet. You live there. And I'm telling you, let this stir you up. And there's times, you know what? There's times, I'll be honest, I didn't see it happen sometimes. Don't let that hold you back. You know what I mean? And I'll get that to that later real quick. Well, but anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. But God, you're good. Like I said, let that stir you up, though. Exxon, that testimony, let it stir you up. I'm telling you, he wants to become the reality to people. He wants you to become that. He no longer we're going to say silver and gold I give you. I don't want to give you something that's just going to temporarily help you. I want to give you something that you're going to be set free forever. You're going to be healed forever. This is what I want to give you. But the only way you can give it is what? Is if you're with him. That is the only way you can give him, if you're with him. So anyway, this last thing, John 4, love this story. Go read it. It's amazing. Woman at the well, but this is the very end of it. It says the Samaritan, John 4, 42, it says the Samaritan said to the woman, now we've heard him ourselves talking about Jesus. We no longer believe just because of what you told us, but we're convinced that he really is the true savior of the world. That's amazing. I love it because this is a woman that encountered Jesus at the well. She encountered him, you know, it's amazing what happened. And if you go read it, it's amazing, but go read it if you can. But when she encountered Jesus at this well, she was going to get some water. She had an encounter with Jesus. And then what happened was she goes to this village, basically her hometown, and she basically tells him the testimony of what Jesus did for her. And from that, Jesus came to their village and basically, in a sense, had a revival, in a sense, awakening, where these people were literally, Samaritans were rejects of their society. Why? Because they were Gentile and Jew. They were mixed race, and everybody rejected them. So here's Jesus coming to this town of rejection. He's coming to a town literally of rejection. And he comes, and these people now believe, not because of what the woman said, but they said this, I believe because now I heard it myself. What does that tell me again? Her reality of Jesus became their reality of Jesus. And that's what happens. The reality of Jesus, your reality, I'm telling you, will start becoming other people's realities. And they would say, not just because of, that's also, it's pretty much prophetic evangelism. But anyway, it's like these people aren't going to say anymore, like, yeah, this guy told me this, but they're going to start saying, you know, God was here. Jesus is in this place. Jesus is at Walmart. He encountered me here. I don't believe just because of what this man said, but I believe because I truly heard God myself today. I heard God. I heard Jesus come into this place, this gas station, this store. Come on. There was another testimony I want to share. Just two more testimonies real quick. And basically what happened, me and my wife went to Dollar General, did a diaper run one night after something. And I remember this woman, I encountered this woman in line. It was all God. Sometimes I'm telling you, it's just God does things. He sets it up. But anyway, I was in the line, and something was taking forever. Like, something happened at the register. And anyway, this lady was next to me, and I was like, all right, God, I'm just going to ask you for prayer. And I asked her, I was like, hey, do you pray for anything? You know, I love Jesus. And dude, she just spills how she's a witch. She talks about, hey, I'm a witch. I believe this, and this is what I believe. So I really don't believe in Jesus. You know, this is what I believe brings healing. This is what truly sets you free. It was crazy. She called herself a witch. She was proud of it. But after that, I wasn't like, oh, dude, you know, if you don't do this, you're going to go to hell, whatever, try to scare her. If God calls you to do that, if he tells you, awesome. But I just said, you know what? I'm going to share the love of Jesus with her. I'm just going to share what Jesus done for her. And as I did that, I'm like, God, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm just going to step out and see what happens more. So anyway, I'm just sharing the love of Jesus with her. And as I'm doing that, I'm telling you, it's all about sometimes stepping out and then the things start coming to you. So sometimes when you're there, you're like, God, what am I going to say? I don't know. And I don't know what's going to happen right now. I don't have anything. But sometimes it's when you take that step out and say, you know, I'm going to step out. Hey, I love Jesus. That's when sometimes the things start flowing to you. That's what happened. Because at first I was like, you need prayer. Then she started saying, I said, then things started coming. Some other things started coming to me about just things in her life and why maybe she's like that. She starts weeping. And I had to know where, you know, she has this thing full of whatever thing she has in her buggy. And I'm like, hey, just leave this right here. I'm going to get my wife to pray for you. Let's go to my car. Let's go. And then we go out there. If you don't, you remember, like, dude, I was like, hey, let's pray. She gets wrecked to the point. She's weeping and like screaming in a sense of like just screaming of joy, almost saying like, I'm free. Yes, I don't want this anymore. Literally to the point the cops get called. The cops get called. They thought something was happening to this lady out there. And literally, I remember the officer comes after. I'm like, dude, to be honest, she even tells her. She's like, she says like, no, these people are praying with me. It's good. Anyway, it's amazing because, again, she accepts Jesus. And I'm telling you, this witch. And she even started telling us too at the end. She's like, you know what? Maybe this was all a lie. She's like, maybe what I was believing was just a lie. And I told her, like, it was a lie. And once again, our reality of Jesus became her reality. Like, think about it. None of this was all set up of like, hey, you know, it was just all set up. Why? Because I'm with Jesus in my secret place. And I started living with him everywhere. That's just what it's about. Like I said, it doesn't matter. Young or old, it doesn't matter. Jesus wants to use us. Think about these people who truly believe that, who lived in trauma for years of what happened to them as they were teenagers, who registered just living in this pain and hurt all their life. And then this woman believing she's a witch all this time. And it just takes somebody simple to say, do you need prayer? That's it. Do you need prayer? That's all it takes. And I just want to share what's happening at my school right now. It's amazing. This talks about, yes, you can change someone's life, but also you can change an entire place, really, in a sense. You can change atmospheres. You can change literally the systems of what the world, of the government, stuff like that. So at school, at my workplace, once again, I just want to go quick with these. So there's we did a Bible study. We're hosting one now, and there was a girl there that started coming to him, a student. And out of nowhere, as we started doing these things, you know, we just talk about Jesus. We pray with one another. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, and we just teach Jesus and how much he loves them, honestly, and just how much they're valuable to Jesus. And so anyway, what happens is this girl comes and she tells us, she's like, David, Mr. David, you know, I'm getting baptized soon. I was like, dude, awesome. And she's like, yeah, I want to tell you this because before I started coming to these Bible studies, she said, I never thought Jesus wanted to be with me. She's a senior. She's like, I never thought Jesus wanted to be with me. Now, that's sad to really believe. What if I, now that I know about worship, to think about that thought of Jesus, you don't want to be with me? That's horrible. And she believed that. Why? Why? Because she was always expecting something. The enemy gave her some false advertisement. She was always expecting something. And the enemy will always give her some false hope or false lie. Until the day, once again, the person that just loves Jesus says, hey, we're going to do a Bible study. We want a kiss to encounter Jesus. And she encountered Jesus. She's actually now one of my leaders of this Bible study. You don't understand. I believe she's probably spread the good news more than I've seen some people that's been going to church for years. Seriously. She's one of my main leaders now. She actually comes and gets lessons prepared for the students. I'm being dead honest. And it's a person that thought Jesus did not love them. So anyway, and it goes on, and one day we were doing prayer outside our school. One day I was like, hey, students, we're just going to go outside. We're going to pray for people. You know, we're just going to have a little prayer circle and see if people want to come and just get prayer, teachers, or what. And out of nowhere, you know, we were doing this, and this teacher saw. He was like, you know, he saw it, and he really stood out. He stood off in the distance. He didn't come to see what we were doing, but he knew what we were doing. So we were doing that. You know, I was, you know, it was, the bell's about to ring. So I was like, hey, they always want us teachers to be at our door greeting the kids coming, you know. Anyway, so I was like, hey, time's almost up. We got to go. And anyways, as I'm walking, I see a teacher kind of like walking, that same teacher I knew that was near, kind of following me to my room. And he like wrenched me when I'm about to get to my classroom. He's like, hey, David, you know. And I was like, hey, what's up, man? He's just telling me. And I started to open up. So I was like, yeah, we do that prayer, man, because I'm telling you, man, Jesus loves these kids here. He's like, man, I was like, Jesus loves us all. And I was like, man, he changed my life when I was a teenager, man. I'm telling you, he wants to change these kids' lives too. And dude, this man, grown man, just hugs me weeping. I mean, dead honest, he hugs me weeping and saying, he says, dude, like, I think I'm lost. I used to love Jesus, but I think I got lost somewhere. He's like, I feel like I don't love him anymore, and I don't even know if he loves me back. And dude, just, he gets wrecked, man. He gets like, just, I'm like holding him, praying over him, dude. He gets wrecked. Anyway, long story short, though, he encountered Jesus right there. And once again, he's actually one of my other leaders now. He's actually, what I mean by leaders, like, he's just somebody that he comes in now to the Bible study, able to pray with students now. He's with me there saying, hey, he's texting me, messaging me on Facebook, thinking like, hey, what time is it? You know, I'm going to get there, you know, this and that, the door open, you know. And he's sitting there saying to me, he's like, you can use my classroom. We can come together in my room now and pray with the students. Literally, this is happening. This is happening at our school I work at. And why, though? Not because I have some special training. I just live with Jesus in the secret place. And I bring him to the school everywhere I go. So if you work somewhere and you know God's called you there, bring Jesus there. He will open the door for you, believe me. You don't have to be afraid. Believe me, man. This place, the things I've heard sometimes, like, man, like, I'm like, dude, Jesus will come. He'll make it easy. Why? Because I love him, and I'm saying, Jesus, here you are. So the last thing real quick is 2 Timothy 4:5. It says, but you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Work at telling others the good news. So real quick, a renewed mind is a major factor of truly having a desire to share his good news. Have a renewed mind. Pray for Jesus. Say, God, renew my mind. That's what it says right here. But you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Work at telling others the good news. Because sometimes what our heart, I'm pretty sure I can tell everybody in this room and say, hey, do you want to go truly share good news? People are like, dude, yes, my heart. I want to share something about Jesus. I want to tell them they're good. You know, I want to pray for people. Just pray hope, right? I'm pretty sure everybody's heart, right? But this gets in the way. Their mind gets in the way of what am I going to look like? Am I right? Do I really hear him? I don't know. Is it fear? Is it really God, or is it me? And guess what? Sometimes when we think about the outcome not going well, our eyes are on ourselves too much. So if you find yourself sometimes thinking about how the outcome is going to happen, your eyes are on yourself already too much. You just need to have a clear mind. Start praying to Jesus. Say, when you go into that secret place, say, Jesus, I want a clear mind. I want to have a desire. I want a mind that just is on heaven. Because think about it, if your mind's on heaven, you're already going to be thinking about seeing someone set free, right? That's why he says that. Set your mind on things above, not on these things on earth. He says it for a reason. So you can go to an Exxon. You can go to your workplace. You can go to Walmart. You can go Houston, wherever you're going, and just say, Jesus, use me. And bam, you can come back. So I'm encouraging everybody. I want to hear some amazing testimonies. It's a daily thing. It's just like working out, you know what I mean? It gets stronger, it gets, you know, more and more easier as you work out and stuff like that. And so anyway, let's just pray. Jesus, you're amazing, you're good. So Father, I just pray for everyone who heard this word, God. I pray that it stirs them up, God, to just go out there and share the good news with somebody. To somebody at the store that says, man, I've been in trauma for years and years. Man, I've been in trauma believing this lie, and I'm expecting something right now. I'm expecting something. Lord, I pray that right now, everybody in this room, God, that we will stop handing out silver and gold, but we start handing you out, Jesus. We will start saying, this is all I have, and it's you, Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name, God, that we would just live from that secret place, God. We won't be afraid anymore to share your good news. We won't be afraid anymore, God. Why? Because we have a clear mind. I pray for clear minds in this place, God. I pray for renewed minds in this place, God. And I pray that the people here, God, will once again, will just go into that secret place and say, Jesus, renew my mind. And I'm telling you, as you do that, you're going to find yourself thinking, who needs prayer? I promise you, if you just be with Jesus, you don't even have to work for it. You don't even have to say, Jesus. You know, it's not going to be that thing of like, do I go to Jesus and pray for this? Do I want to always do this? No. I'm telling you, go to the secret place. You're going to find yourself going to Walmart or somewhere just out of nowhere, say, who needs prayer? Anyway, Father, bless them in Jesus' name. And I love y'all. Y'all are amazing. I said, I hope it can stir you up. just to share his good news. I really do. Don't leave this place once again. Let it go out one ear, out the other. But instead, just say, Jesus, I want to see someone set free today. Anyway.